and sending the president a message asking him to immediately meet with Cindy Sheehan. It appears that he's refusing to meet her because she's been a critic of the war in Iraq, and that we hope that he'll put such considerations aside and respect the mother of a fallen soldier.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
And welcome back. Tony Truppiano with you on the Free Speech Zone, and I do want to welcome back to the show somebody that we're awfully proud of, our native son, if you will, Michigan Congressman John Conyers. And Congressman, first of all, let me welcome you back. I want to tell you, I had one of those down days yesterday, so you're kind of my therapist today, Congressman.
Sit down, my son. I have something that you need to know that will help you get through today and the rest of the week with all deliberate speed and in good cheer and in great mood.
I appreciate that. Before we get in, I've got two letters sitting in front of me that I want to talk to you about. Before we get to that, obviously Cindy Sheehan has been on your mind a great deal the last 10 or 12 days or so. And, you know, you're watching what's happening as well. And certainly the right is attacking this wonderful, loving mother, but certainly much more than she deserves. She seems to be holding up okay. I've got to ask, did you get a response from the letter that you and many of your colleagues in the Congress sent to the president asking him to meet with Cindy Sheehan?
Nary a page came from the White House about this. We felt that they could have easily, I think, from even their point of view, taken high ground by the president coming out, meeting with her, bringing her inside, having a chat for half an hour with the customary presidential cup of tea, and it would have, to me, shown that he was human in terms of the pathos involved with a mother whose son has given her life in Iraq, and he's talking about, I've got to live my own life. I'm entitled to some time off.
Well, you know, of course, that's disturbing in and of itself, Congressman Conyers. But let me go to the couple letters that I have in front of me. The first one you sent out today to Glenn Fine, who's the Inspector General, U.S. Department of Justice, and you're asking for an inquiry into former Attorney General John Ashcroft with respect to the Karl Rove participation and outing of the CIA operative Valerie Plame. Why this letter at this time, Congressman?
Well, it's now come out that the former Attorney General John Ashcroft may have violated explicit rules on conflicts of interest because he did not recuse himself immediately when the investigation turned to Karl Rove. Now, over and above the fact that Rove's a senior advisor to the president, Karl Rove worked for John Ashcroft as in a campaign consultant role. As a matter of fact, he earned nearly $700,000 doing it. So these are very good friends. And this would have required that the Attorney General immediately recuse himself. So we've got a couple problems here. First of all, there was that 12-hour delay with Gonzalez before they notified anybody about the fact that the CIA wanted an investigation. Then this is when Gonzalez was a lawyer.
Counsel to the president, I believe.
Yes, he was a lawyer for the president. Then you have the fact that Rove knew and had a personal interest with a relationship with Ashcroft. And then you have a 67-day wait between the time they knew that the CIA wanted Rove investigated and the time that they actually brought the matter forward. This is the rules of conduct by the Department of Justice state very clearly that they cannot be involved in any investigation involving a matter in which the person under potential investigation has a personal connection.
And I would suggest, Congressman Conyers, that that our then Attorney General John Ashcroft knew the rules and ignored them. I mean, there's an awful lot of time between when he sits down with Karl Rove and when he recuses himself, and it is that time in the middle that we need to be very concerned about. And of course, John Ashcroft is now no longer serving this great country of ours, but he's got some answering to do. Congressman, stay with us, please. We've got to
causing the conflict.
The Tony Trubiano Show, where the left is always right.
General Abizad, that the insurgency's overall strength is about the same as it was 6 months ago.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
Michigan Congressman John Conyers, my guest. I am Tony Trupiano. Actually, he's my therapist today, but I'm glad that he could make the time to be with us today. We were talking before the break, a letter that he has sent to the Honorable Glenn Fine, Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Justice, asking him to look into John Ashcroft's in a longed period of time, Congressman, between the time he had sat down with Karl Rove and the time he recused himself from this case, and maybe nothing untoward happened, but we do need and we do have a right to those answers.
Well, not only that, what about the documents, the emails, any correspondence, records of telephone conversations, all of these things have to be preserved, and we have no assurances now that we know that former Attorney General Ashcroft has refused to go along with the recusal regulations, which, as you've suggested, he had to know about. If he didn't, everybody around him did. Now, the reason Ashcroft was ultimately forced to appoint a special prosecutor was because of the concerns that Rove may have misled the FBI, and that's coming home to haunt all of them over there on Pennsylvania Avenue. Rove and Ashcroft had personal relationships. As a matter of fact, Karl Rove helped Ashcroft get the job as Attorney General. So Ashcroft should have recused himself immediately, and instead he allowed himself to be privately briefed about Rove's involvement. And so that's why Fine, the Inspector General of DOJ's, got to come in and take a close look at these several serious problems. Now, remember, Rove had some conversations. Well, it gets a little muddy here. The young lady that's in prison, Judith Miller, met with Rove. So it looks like they're all involved in it, and it depends on whose liar or whose lawyer's liar that you're referring to get this straightened out. Now, this is over and above, Tony, the investigation going on by Mr. Fitzgerald with the grand jury. This is just a peripheral activity that shows that there was no healthy relationship with the rules of the Department of Justice. When they did the Enron case, it was Gonzalez that immediately said, freeze the records, hold everything, within 12 hours.
Yeah, but you know, there's a pattern of deception here, and there's a pattern of deceit, in my opinion. And Congressman Conyers, first of all, let me thank you for continuing to place a focus and light, especially in this summer recess period, where perhaps many are hoping that we'll turn an eye to what we were talking about weeks ago. You're not letting that happen. As we only have 2 minutes left, I want to get to a letter that you've sent to Senator John Kerry and former Senator John Edwards today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very quickly, because we don't have a lot of time, you're very concerned about what happened in Ohio. And apparently there have been some rumors that Senator Kerry is going to wash his hands of the whole ordeal. You're concerned about that.
Well, here we go again. Gore did that. He made a quick judgment. And so I sent letters to both John Kerry and John Edwards saying, please, we now have something that has never happened before, the first time we've ever used the law that allows us to challenge a state's electoral college returns based on questionable election practices that are so numerous that they need to be investigated before they go forward. Now, there's absolutely no reason for him to do that. And, you know, I suspect, Tony, that John Edwards is probably not very eager to turn this thing off and sign out of it and let it go by.
Yeah, and Congressman,
we've got a lot of election problems coming up that haven't been resolved. There have been literally no hearings on the election reform laws in either the Senate or the House. So we've got this thing all out of it in front of us, and Kerry shouldn't let this thing go at this point.
No, he shouldn't, and I would agree with your characterization. I think Senator Edwards very much would like to see an investigation go forward. He made that clear the day after the election. On November 3rd, he wanted to be sure that every vote was counted. We are concerned about Senator Kerry on this one. We're out of time for now. Thank you, my therapist, for joining me today.
Well, I'm happy to. We didn't get a chance to talk about Governor Bob Taft, but that's for a later date.
We'll do it again. Thank you so much for joining us, Michigan Senator John Conyers. We'll take a break for the top of the hour. When we continue, Paul Waldman with gadflyer.com, the Thinking Progressives website, on the other side. Stay with us.